What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I got on this thing and I started doing it, and I said, hell, I should always leave my camera set up over there. And I think I will. I'll leave this camera set up here all the time so I don't have to stop what I'm doing and go set it up. But that's not the point. The point here, ladies and gentlemen, people of the jury, boys and gals, is I can remember being in quote unquote love ever since the first grade. You know, I remember there were girls in first grade, second grade, third grade. I can even name them. Some of them are still around that I would be quote unquote in love with at that age and get an in love feeling, get excited when you see them, it feels like my body chemistry changed. The whole serotonin, dopamine effect of feeling and being in love, that sense of not completedness, but that sense of just everything is right with the world. And, you know, that in love feeling, I knew what it was, and I've had it with people, whether it was like if I was too young to even understand what it was, or as I grew older, but I knew I had it. I had it, and I knew what it felt like. So basically, the point is, I want to say I knew what it felt like. George Duke had a song, I think it was Straight from the Heart, or one of those songs. And one of the lines in it was, in love with love. Years ago, I enjoyed and pursued that in love feeling. In fact, the chase, the pursuit of it, may even have been more stimulating and rewarding than the actual capture of said love or relationship. But that's probably a whole other story. But I realized that I did not like having this feeling, such a good feeling, such a something that I, you know, seemed to desire tied to another person. Even though the chase in it was really rewarding and very exciting and stimulating to go through, the chase definitely involves another person. But once you capture that person or you get to that place, sustaining that feeling may or may not have been problematic for me. But the bottom line was I didn't want to have such a good feeling tied to the whims of someone else. So over the years, I guess through meditation or concentration or whatever I was doing, I weaned myself off of that. And in the George Duke song, he said he's in love with love, not necessarily another person. That's the way I took it. And there was a time period where I wasn't involved in any kind of relationship for like a decade or so. I had been in relationships, I had been married, I had girlfriends, you know, I had quote unquote been around the block, and not necessarily in a sexual physical way, but just in a relationship way, different kinds of relationships, met different kinds of people, experienced them differently. But at some point in my pursuit of this divine independence, I came up with the idea that I was in love with life. And I said more than once that life was my girlfriend. I said this, I just remember I used to say this like today, yet last night or this morning. So I was able to maintain that in love feeling, that in love euphoria, and it wasn't tied to any person, the whims of any one person. It wasn't tied to a person, you know, whether they were there or not, whether they liked me or not, whether I did this right or did this wrong, whether I didn't call them, whether I was late, you know. But and again, the highest points of excitement and vibration I've experienced have come with other people in intimate relationships, intimate one-on-one relationships, in groups, whatever. So I know that feeling, and it's rewarding, and I'm not putting it down. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that for me, I didn't like being tied, have that tied to another person. So I came up with the idea that I was in love with life. And when I woke up in the morning, life was my girlfriend. And I would pursue life like I was pursuing love. And it worked for me for a long time. I was fulfilled. And when I say fulfilled, fulfilled might not be the right word, but there's a certain thing, there's a certain feeling of completeness. It's like there's nothing left hanging. If I'm putting that the right way. I'm gonna put that the right way, but like, say I go someplace, right? And I do this and I do that. And at the end of the day, to put it crudely, at the end of the day, I'm not in love. Just say that's the case. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not in love. I don't have that feeling. It's like the day can feel incomplete. It's like you don't, it's like an overlying, maybe a belief. It could be a belief or a faith. I do believe faith works. Faith changes the body chemistry just like love. And I think they do kind of run along the same lines now that I think about it. So without having that, an overlying sense of faith, like a lot of religious people have, and they get that encompassing all well-being, everything is all right feeling, kind of the same way I would get from love. You know, to go to bed with that, without that, could probably, you know, may or may not leave you feeling incomplete. Like, oh, there's something more. I'm not, you know, I had a good time today. I did this, I did that. But this, I'm not totally over the top fulfilled. And quote unquote, being in love with love gave me a sense of feeling like that. Maybe just like with faith in God, faith in Jesus, you know, faith in whatever religious thing is, how it gives you a sense of completeness. And that's not really the right word, but a sense of fulfillment that everything is okay. So I was able to get that and still be out there, quote unquote, pursuing love or lust or whatever I was doing, you know, hanging out with people, you know, chasing, just having fun. But it was fun. It wasn't serious. It wasn't, oh, I need somebody. Oh, I got to get married. I basically could take it or leave it. That's right. I gotta punch you. So I was able to, you know, pretty much free fly for over a decade like that. Independent. I think I wrote a book. You know, I got a lot done. I had to work. You know, there was things I had to handle. Of course, I forgot where I left off. I had to stop and punch in for work. I got up and got at this really, really late. Well, at 11:35, I'm supposed to start work at 12. I'm supposed to punch in at 12. So I got up at 11:35, threw some clothes on, jumped on this for like 15 minutes. And if I can get another 12 or 13 minutes, wow. I punched in already. Now I'm at shift start. So I got 15 minutes to be ready to take a call. And since I worked yesterday, everything is pretty much in line. The computer was already set up to where it was supposed to be. I just like disconnected it from the monitor, closed the lid. So I just had to just open it back up. And everything, all my, you know, things were pretty much set up. So I can just take a quick look, get right back on the, get back to this. But I forgot what I was saying, but the whole thing was that I remembered the in love with love idea that I had from decades ago. I forgot about it. And I was taking it and applying it to another situation, which probably evolved from that in love with love to where I may have been fooling myself or tricking myself with the in love with love thing. Or about the whole love, or just that. It's just, I think you just have to have an object. You just have to have an object. It doesn't even have to be a person, I'm starting to realize. It doesn't even have to be a real thing. It can be a faith in things you can't see. belief in things you can't see. It's just, it's all mental. Love is mental. You can have self-love. I think I said that too, that I love myself. And I was in love. I don't think I ever said I was in love with myself. I would say that I was in love with the person I've become. I'm in love with the person that is Jeffrey. I wouldn't quite say that I'm in love with myself. Though, I may or may not. No, I'm not in love with myself. But I do love being who I am. And I really love what I am. So, that aspect, I guess I'm bringing all this up to discuss how the in-love feeling, that in-love feeling, how that in-love feeling can be artificially, but is it artificial? If you can get that in-love feeling from something other than a person, would you want it? If you can get that in-love feeling in something that you can have control over and not be, I keep saying at the whim, and that's basically, and that's the thing that sticks in my head, at the whim. My happiness was at the whim of another person. That is unacceptable. That was completely unacceptable to me. That had to be addressed. And I addressed it and I figured it out. And I don't even think that I just sat down and thought about it and then got a plan and then executed. Just kind of evolved into that. You know, I just kept living my life, doing what I wanted to do and not doing what I didn't want to do, things I was inclined to do. And then it just ended up turning into that. So now I am in love with life. I'm in love with parts of life, my experiences, who I am, what I am. And I guess you can equate that completeness feeling. I don't think completeness is the right word, but that feeling of, you know, you have faith and love and just everything is just right with the world, and you just, you know, that nothing can stop us now. This is just so beautiful. Everything is right. I can get that independently. And I think that's what I'm probably getting at. And if I can get that independently, that means I'm not tied to anything. I'm not tied to a pet or a this or that. Of course, I'm tied to some things. They're probably a little bit more inanimate, which is okay. You know, say maybe Pittsburgh. Say, let's just say it's Pittsburgh and Parliament. Say I'm P-Funk and Pittsburgh. Maybe I'm tied to them. And there is, and I was tied to them, to P-Funk, and when they quote unquote weren't doing what I wanted them to do or performing at a level which I thought was not up to the P-Funk standard, I was upset. So I was tied to them, I guess you could say. I wasn't getting what I needed from them, so I wasn't happy. And when they weren't touring in the late 80s, before they started to, you know, getting up again, my passion was there, but I was unfulfilled. I needed something from them. And when I guess that's true. And Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh's been, my football team been so competitive for so long that this is like our first season where we weren't really competitive. And it was like, we need to get the season over. Why are we even going through this? But even that was enjoyable to watch. It's something to wake up knowing my Steelers coming on TV. It just sets the day off. You know, whether that's a faith or a belief, real or whatever. Waking up knowing my Steelers are going to be on TV and I get to sit down and watch my TV. That's just sets everything off. That's just, you know, what I look forward to. Those 17 Sundays every year. 17 weeks of the NFL season. Because and family, I guess, you know, my kids, my sister, my mother, and niece and all them, My cousins, everything around me, friends, all that. I've always had that around me, so I just flat out take that for granted. That's just built in. That's just part of me. That's just part of the way the earth works, if you ask me. And I know everybody doesn't have that. They tell me I was the first. I was the great grand. I was the first. I was the only, when I came home from the hospital, I was the only baby, and I came home to a bunch of teenage girls. They said my feet never hit the ground. And they said that's probably why I'm the way I am now. So my life has always been like that. My life has always been full. I've always had support. It can't even call it support. It's just part of the infrastructure. It's just life just works for me. People in life work for me. Not work for me like I'm their boss or nothing, but it works for me. It works for me. It works for me. Not works for me. It works for me. So, and that's just the way I've been. So when I think, I know I take family and friends and stuff for granted. I know I do. I almost don't have, fish don't know he wet. I just don't know anything different. So it's hard for me to differentiate. You can't miss what you can't measure. And I can't measure that because it's so much a part of me. I used to always say that about my mother. I don't know where my mother ends and where I begin. Starting to figure that out now that I'm a little bit older. But you just, things are just there. They've always there. And I say all that about the in love feeling, having that faith or love in love feeling or love or faith, that overall feeling that you can go to bed at night knowing everything is just okay and better than okay. Everything is just right, or whatever right means to subjective individual. You just have that overall understanding, or understanding played a part of it too. I've worked on my understanding of how things work, life, people. I've been studying life and sciences and social interactions and municipalities and just everything, how life works. And noticing how certain people get away with certain things and certain people do this and certain cultures do that, and just how it all works together. And from that, I got an understanding that also helps me to understand or believe in or have that faith and that sense of well-being, an overall well-being, you know, for a crude way to put it. And with that, and I guess I said all that to say with that, gives me my independence and my freedom. Look at me, I'm in my house by myself. Internet. I could talk on this, hook up a phone, put on a microphone, and start talking and communicate. I'm communicating. And I remember I set up the, I was like, I believe I was one of the first people to have a blog before it was called blogs. Because the girlfriend, me and this girl broke up or whatever, or relationship changed. So I just started writing to her ethereally, whatever that means. The first one starts off, hey. That's how we always start our conversations in the morning, hey. And ever since then, I just started writing to her or at her publicly without, saying it was her or nothing. I just kind of started writing like that. And that gave me an outlet. I wrote like that for 5, 6, maybe 10 years. And that was like having a girlfriend without having a girlfriend. And I used to say, life is my girlfriend. I'm in love with life. Just because I guess we're not trained or whatever. We're so used to having that in love feeling, maybe a sense of faith or love or partner or wife, spouse. You know, I guess the way we were brought up and all our TV program and everything says you're supposed to have this and that. And it is definitely real, because even at a young age, I realized how my body, everything changed, my mental, when I would see a person that I thought I was in love with or I was in love with. Everything would get better and change and brighter and just, oh, it's so exciting. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey. Swing on y'all 2 times. For me, for the phone. For every elementary particle that's ever existed in this or any atom, in this or any universe. I got to hurry up, we got to clock in. This is the totality of it all, a theory of universe. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell.